You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. Michigan's longest-serving governor will be remembered today during a public memorial at Interlochen Center for the Arts. William Gron Milliken passed away last October at the age of 97. The Traverse City native was Michigan's governor for almost 14 years, from 1969 to 1983. He championed environmental measures like the bottle bill, which required manufacturers to take back pop and beer cans. Throughout his political career, he never lost an election. Someone who knows a little something about the late governor is Bill Rustem. Rustem served as Milliken's advisor on conservation and environmental issues, and he joins me this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Bill, Governor Milliken never lost an election. Why was that?
Well, I think he made enormous connections with people all the time. Yeah, he ran in a primary, beat an incumbent to become the candidate in the state Senate race, then won that, won it again, then ran for governor, won and won and won. So he never lost an election. He had, I think, an enormous ability to make connections with people. People liked his ideas. He generated a lot of ideas about different policies. They liked to discuss policy with him. He was intelligent and witty and charming, and he was the kind of a candidate that most aspire to be. And the other thing that he really focused on, Dan, was the long term. I mean, many of the issues, he never took an approach that, well, how am I going to look better tomorrow, or how am I going to look better in the next election? The test for him was always, how is Michigan going to be better decades from now? And those were the important policies to him.
One of the things that sticks out about the late Republican governor was his statesmanship. He was known for a centrist, common sense approach to most issues, and his willingness to work with everybody. Here's the late governor in an interview recorded before he died, talking about his bipartisanship.
It was necessary not only to work within my Republican Party, but to seek support and access to the Democratic members of the House and the Senate. This bipartisan approach, I think, led to many good results, and I think it all stems from the fact that I genuinely believe that if someone's trying to do a decent and a good job, that will be rewarded at the polls. And in order to do that, a certain willingness to share credit with the opposition, not to demonize opponents, but to attempt to find common ground. And it seemed, on the whole, to have worked.
That's the late Governor William G. Milliken. Bill Rustem, Milliken's style is not something we see in many leaders from either side of the political aisle today. Are there any Milliken politicians left?
Well, yeah, I think they are at the local level. I think we've got to absolutely return to cooperation, discussion, and honest debate without shouting. That's what one of the things he taught me was it's always better to listen than to shout. When Milliken was governor, just to put it in context, for all 14 years, he's Republican, obviously, for all 14 years he was governor, the House of Representatives was controlled by the Democrats. And for 8 of those 14 years, the Senate was controlled by the Democrats. So he had to work with people to make things work. And he didn't care who was in charge. He wanted policy to be implemented that would make Michigan better. And he had to work with everybody to get that done. And he did.
Governor Milliken really cared a lot about natural resources and the environment. In fact, you served as his advisor in these areas. What were some of the things he did to ensure protection and conservation in Michigan?
Well, if you go way back, most of the environmental laws that we have in effect in Michigan today were adopted during the Milliken era. That includes laws that protect farmland, laws that protect wetlands, or laws that protect sand dunes, laws that protect inland lakes and streams and Great Lakes shoreline, laws that banned PCB. Michigan was the first state to ban PCB and the first state to ban DDT under the Milliken years. So there's a whole series of laws including programs that have that are still in place, like the Natural Resources Trust Fund, which takes revenues from the leasing of oil and gas and mineral rights on state land and puts that into a fund to reinvest in public outdoor recreation in the state. So he had an affinity and a belief in natural resources and the importance of protecting the environment that was really unparalleled. He actually, I think, helped pull the nation and the world into a new era of environmental responsibility with a whole bunch of firsts that happened here in Michigan. Part of that was because he grew up in Traverse City. You know, he always commented that, he always had one foot in the sand. And that's the way he described his growing up. And that mattered to him, and those issues really mattered to him.
Bill, when you remember the late William G. Milliken, is there a particular memory that sticks out to you?
Oh, there are a million memories, but I'll just mention one, and that is when he was considering whether or not to support the bottle bill deposit on beer and soft drink containers. The governor was going to have a discussion of what he should do on the bottle bill in the cabinet meeting, and we had the Department of Transportation take a mile of highway and pick up all the trash that was along a mile of highway. And of course, there were umpteen bags of bottles and cans in those bags. They were brought into the cabinet room, these black trash bags full of empty container beer and pop containers, sitting around the cabinet room. The cabinet came in and the governor said, "Now, why shouldn't I do this?" And he did.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that bill got kind of gridlocked
in the legislature, yes.
In the legislature, and it ended up going to the voters, and he was very vocal in support of that.
He partnered with the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, the West Michigan Environmental Action Council, and the Michigan Farm Bureau, collected 400,000 petition signatures to put it on the ballot, and then the people voted for it by a 63-37% margin. So it showed that the people of Michigan cared about the quality of their natural resources.
Bill Rustem served as an advisor to the late Governor William G. Milliken. Milliken will be remembered today at a public memorial service at Interlochen Center for the Arts. And Bill Rustem will be one of the speakers at that ceremony. You can hear live coverage of the service right here on IPR News Radio starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Bill, thanks for joining me this morning.
Glad to do it, Dan.